Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. I'm a little waterlogged, a little sunburnt, covered in sunscreen, which might not have been enough. I thought 70 proof would be good, but with my sensitive, delicate flower skin, it clearly wasn't. It's not that bad, though. And the fact is, I hit 73 on a wave runner today, doing miles across a lake, so worth the sunburn, that's all I'm saying. We had a blast. So, it's not that much news today. We're just going to get this out of the way and get it out of the way fast. Today, there was, well, unfortunately, we'll start with this. It's an obituary for Scott Heckthorne. Born October 2nd, 1968, and passed away January 4th, 2022. Scott went to join his son and father. Thanks to a good friend, Tabitha, Scott was able to say goodbye to his Uncle John and spend his last moments with his mother by his side. Scott passed in Bishop, California, January 4th, 2022. He led a venturous life, going down the road less taken, excited to see how far he could get. Anyone who knew him well will know the reason the road was not taken. It was because you could get stuck, and Scott would. He would then round up his friends and our family to come to his aid. I like to think that was his way of getting people to come together and join him on his adventures. He was willing to help a friend in need and always generous. His smile was a gift and his laughter was contagious. When he lost his son Christopher, Scott's huge, loving, forgiving heart was broken. He longed to be with Christopher again. When Scott got COVID, he was ready. So, with a saddened goodbye, I wish my brother well on his next journey. He was loved by many and will be missed by all who knew him. To celebrate Scott's life, I would like to invite everyone to come to Opening Trout in the Owens Valley, the last Saturday in April. We will gather at sunrise at Baker Creek Campground on the hill at the North Pond. There will be donuts and coffee in a celebration of Scott's love for fishing, friends, and family. At 3 p.m. on that same day, we'll be holding a remembrance service where everyone will be given the opportunity to speak and share stories. Lunch will be available for any unlucky anglers. Please buy supplies locally, or if needed, feel free to reach out to anyone in the family. We have plenty of tent poles, tents, sleeping bags, and whatever else you might be in need of in order to make this trip to celebrate Scott's memory. And that comes from his sister. Well, I always hate those, but it sounds like he had a pretty fun life and liked all the stuff that we all like around here. So, God bless you, Scott. Just a couple things here. We got softball. They brought home the win at Kern Valley. Bishop 11, Kern Valley 1. Geneva Molina pitched all five innings, giving up one run on one hit, two walks, and seven Ks. Offensively, Deborah Fallingstar, two hits, including one double, one walk, and three runs scored. Jaylee Dahl, one hit, a double, two walks, and two runs scored. Eva Weaver, one hit, a double, one walk, and two runs scored. Geneva Molina had one hit, a double, and one run scored. Kayla Jackson, one hit, one walk, and one run scored. Jada Jackson, one hit, one run scored, and Leilani Torres, one run scored. So, good job, ladies. Well done. They did such a good job all season. And last but not least, it's just a sports kind of day, man. That's what it is. Well, you got one other thing here, I guess, is April 25th, so a few days out, we got the Water Commission meeting in Bishop. If you're interested in that, you can find the information at Eastern Sierra Now. And we have got the Bishop boys. So Gillum, strong at the plate as Bishop Broncos defeats Kern Valley. Caleb Gillum collected four hits in four at-bats as Bishop Broncos defeated Kern Valley 18-6. Again, these are basketball numbers for like a quarter in basketball, sometimes a half. Gillum singled in the first, singled in the second, tripled in the third, and singled in the fourth. Bishop Broncos got things moving in the first inning when Reese Dondero homered on a 0-for-1 count, scoring three runs. Jake Frigerio got the start for Bishop Broncos. The Fireballer surrendered four runs on three hits over two innings, striking out two. AC Valdivia shoved from the mound for three innings, giving up two hits and striking out one. Bishop Broncos collected 18 hits on the day. Gillum, AC Valdivia, Jameson Wolf, Jonathan Thompson, Dondero, and Frigerio each had multiple hits for Bishop Broncos. Gillum went 4-for-4 at the plate to lead Bishop Broncos in hits. Kennedy Batchelder led Bishop Broncos with five stolen bases as they ran wild on the base paths with 12 stolen bases. Wow. Jake Fruggiero, 2-for-4, single and a triple, 2 RBIs, 2 stolen bases. Riley Yerobkin, 1-for-3, singled. Reese Dondero, 2-for-4, single and a home run, 3 RBIs. Albert Cano, 1-for-1, single. Jonathan Thompson, 2-for-2, both singles. AC Valdivia, 3-for-4, 2 singles and a double, and 2 RBIs. Caleb Gillum, 4-for-4, 3 RBIs, 2 stolen bases. Kennedy Batchelder, 1-for-2, 2 RBIs, 5 stolen bases. Bodie Garcia, 1 RBI. Jameson Wolf, 2-for-2, 2 RBIs, 2 stolen bases. Broncos travel to Fraser Mountain this Friday. And again, I'll plug my buddies over at KIBS. If you would like to listen to that, you can't make that trip, they will. So head over to KIBS and listen at whatever time that game is. I actually don't have that information, but reach out to KIBS. They'll have it. You can listen to the entire game as they broadcast it. So that's one thing that they do that is great job over there, KIBS. So keep that up. And that's going to be it for today, guys. That was it. It was not a big news day. So we're just going to roll on, and we'll see what happens for tomorrow, and hopefully we get some more news. thank you for listening, and we will check back with you tomorrow.